Welcome to Classical 95.9 WCRI's Conducting Conversations with your host, Mike Maino. 1 hour of music and conversation with notable people in the arts, bringing you the stories of how music has impacted their lives. The show will give a behind-the-scenes look at the guest's background, interests, or special project.
Conducting Conversations is brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments, from sheet music and brand name instruments to rentals, repairs, lessons, and more. Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459.
And now here's your host, Mike Maino.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to Conducting Conversations. Tonight, we are going to be welcoming into our studio Paul Rosenblum. Welcome, Paul.
Hello there. Thank you.
Nice to have you with us. Paul is the Artistic Director of Musica Dulce, a very interesting title of a group of performers, musicians, I believe, all. And Paul, what we want to do is find out a little bit about you, a little bit about the group. I know that Musica Dulce has been a longtime supporter of WCRI and we of them over the years. And so we're going to find out a little bit of what you do and what they do. Let's start off with you. You are a Rhode Island person?
I'm originally from Boston.
Sorry.
But I've lived here since high school.
Okay, so that you're qualified then, because that's more than 10 years.
First in Barrington and now as an adult in Westerly.
Okay.
Went to school in Boston, originally for science, math and science, but quickly found myself drawn toward music. Mm-hmm. And so landed up getting a music degree and then continued as a grad student to get two more degrees. The main concentration was in composition. The schools I went to did not really give a lot of importance to performance.
Okay.
They were more academic oriented institutions.
And was this in a particular instrument?
I was always a pianist.
Okay.
Although, of course, I touch on a lot of other keyboard instruments in the course of life.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Harpsichord, celeste, and
harpsichord.
Yes.
Wow, that's a very interesting instrument, and takes a lot of work to carry that sucker around.
I've relied on the kindness of friends.
Okay, so there you go. Now, Musica Dulce is based out of what town? Westerly?
It is based out of Westerly. It was formed back in 1992, as an organization to provide concerts to the public and to provide an outlet for musicians in the area. We started as a volunteer group, but within a few years became professional. We pay union rates to the musicians.
Wow, okay, great.
That play for us. And we have a band of stalwart regulars.
Okay.
Over the years have developed. We have multi-directional interests. We provide music in the schools. For years, we provided orchestra concerts in the schools. We still provide chamber music in the schools. Either a string quartet or a woodwind quintet goes into various schools. They have specialized programs that tie in with the curriculum of the various grades that they're dealing with. We also have a youth group, Musica Dulce String Ensemble, Youth String Ensemble, which for many years was carried by Kathleen Monroe.
Oh, sure. Kathleen's been on the show before, yeah.
Yes. And recently she decided she wanted to break off on her own. And so now it's ably being handled by Alan Bernstein, or Bernstein.
I'm sure he gets both. So
yes, who was head of music in Newport High Schools for many years.
Okay.
So he's carried on the tradition there.
So there is still a Musica Dulce Youth String Ensemble. That's good to know.
Correct.
And carrying on that work. Well, we have a lot of information to get from you. We're going to be talking about three concerts, one of them coming up soon on February 8th, and then March 1st and March 15th. We'll get to the details of that, but I want to get to some music. And the first piece you brought for us is fairly lengthy. It's on a a CD that was made in October of 2013 by the Musica Dolce group, and it's a two-disc set, and this is the first track on disc two. Tell us about this piece.
This piece is a little bit of a personal plug.
Okay, that's a good thing.
This is my piano trio, the first movement of my piano trio. This was a piece that I started many, many years ago in the 70s and have revisited over the years. But the last time it was actually performed prior to this concert that you're about to hear was about 25 years ago.
Wow.
So this is definitely an archival kind of thing that we're going back to. When I wrote it, I was still in school, and the professors didn't really know what to do with me because they were at that time advocating all kinds of organized music composition, serial, this, that, and the other thing. And I wrote this overtly romantic piece and kind of created a little bit of a wave.
Yeah, they didn't know how to handle that well.
Now, looking back with the advent first of minimalism, and you know where you can have 5 minutes of C major and nothing changes.
Right.
It seems more
almost
in
tame.
Line.
You know?
it does have a few things in it that were, shall I say, kind of pushing the romantic envelope.
Okay.
There may be a moment or two that suddenly sounds like, oh, this could not be Brahms. But basically, people hearing it think, oh, well, this is probably Brahms.
But it's actually Paul.
Yeah, so I really appreciate our performers. This is Ted Mook on cello and Alexei Shabalin on violin and myself, of course, on piano. And this is the first movement of my piano trio in B minor.
All right, let's give it a listen.
Thank you.
Beautiful music provided by Paul Rosenblum and the Musica Dolce group. We spoke about three concerts that are coming up, and let me give you the details on that. February 8th, Sunday afternoon, 2 o'clock at St. Matthew's Church, Narragansett Avenue in Jamestown. And Paul, I'm reading an email that you sent me. It is obviously a mistake here. It says admission free.
No, it is admission free.
Admission free. It's hard to make a lot of money that way.
This is sponsored by the Jamestown Community Piano Association.
Okay.
And how they come up with their money is a mystery to me.
But okay. So if people would like to donate, they could do that.
Yes,
but it would
absolutely
go to the Jamestown group. All right.
Yeah.
And that's going to be Sunday afternoon. We'll talk about the performers and that and some of the music in just a moment. I just want to give everyone the dates. The next concert after that is Sunday, March 1st, 4 o'clock, at the South Kingston Land Trust Barn in Matunic Beach Road in Wakefield. And that is admission $20. And then the third concert is going to be Sunday, March 15th at 2 p.m., Channing Church, Pelham Street in Newport, and that is also admission $20. And we'll talk a little bit more about those in a few minutes, but I want to get to another piece of music before we take our first break and tell us about track number 5 on this CD that we've been listening to.
This is the slow movement of an early work of Beethoven for clarinet, cello, and piano. It's Opus 11. And we'll be listening, as I said, to the slow movement. Besides Meep on piano, this also features Ted Mook on cello, and one of our co-founders of Musica Dolce from way, way back when, Rob Hayden on clarinet.
Great. We will listen to that, then take a short break and be back with more of Paul Rosenblum.
Thank you.
Welcome back to Conducting Conversations. I'm Mike Mano, and we're sitting with Paul Rosenblum, who is the artistic director of Musica Dolce, group out of Westerly, long-standing group and outstanding musicians. Concert coming up is going to be on February 8th. And Paul, the musicians involved in that, beside yourself, are going to be whom?
This is a piano trio concert. So the violinist is Gigi Turgeon. Mm-hmm. And the cellist joining us is Elizabeth, or Bunny, Reardon.
Right. Sometimes, you know, we call her Bunny. And
most people know her as Bunny.
Right. Well, that's great. And as I mentioned earlier, that's going to be at the Jamestown Community Piano Association and St. Matthew's Church, Narragansett Avenue in Jamestown. And admission is free. So get out and support the Jamestown Community Piano Association and Musica Dolce. And Paul, what's this first piece you have for us?
This piece is a transcription of a Brahms piano piece. I've gotten involved in doing a lot of transcriptions, been excited by various performers I've met along the way, and wanted to share in the wonderful setting of chamber music some of the pieces that I love. So this is Brahms Intermezzo in B-flat, mm-hmm. originally for piano, now arranged in this version for clarinet, cello, and piano.
Here we go.
Thank you.
Paul, we have the opportunity to get one more piece in before our next commercial break. Tell us about this piece.
This is another in that same set of, it belongs right after the one we just heard.
Okay.
This is Capriccio in D minor by Brahms, also transcribed for clarinet, cello, and piano.
We will listen to that, then take a short break and be back with more of Paul and Musica Dolce. Welcome back to Conducting Conversations. I'm Mike Mano, sitting with Paul Rosenblum, who is the artistic director of Musica Dolce, a music group out of Westerly, and they have three concerts coming up that we've been discussing, and the music for those concerts. The first one, February 8th, and that's going to be at St. Matthew's Church, Narragansett Avenue in Jamestown, 2 o'clock on Sunday afternoon. Admission is free. And, Paul, there's going to be... The music we've talked about, the people that are going to be involved, but the music itself is going to be what?
The music is a little more on the classical side. We're doing piano trios by Haydn and Mozart. We're doing a set of miniatures by Frank Bridge, who's an English composer that lived at the beginning of the 1900s. And I will be playing the Bach Chromatic Fantasy.
Excellent. So, Oh, that's a little diversified there.
Yep.
Yeah, all right. And then the other concert's going to be in March, Sunday afternoon, March 1st, 4 o'clock at South Kingstown Land Trust Barn, and that's in Wakefield, and that is admission $20. And I'm not sure if we mentioned the performers of that one yet.
That will be Rob Hayden on clarinet, Alexi Shabalin on violin, Ted Mook on cello, and I will be playing piano.
Okay, and the kind of music you'll be playing on that concert?
That concert is a little bit more on the romantic side, doing a transcription of a Schubert sonata I did for clarinet and piano with Rob. I'll be doing Sweet Bergamask of Debussy with Alexi, doing a new transcription of Toccata, which is from Pour le Piano by Debussy, for clarinet, cello, and piano. Mm-hmm. And we'll be doing one real piece, the Brahms C major trio, second, it's usually known as the second piano trio.
All right.
And that's then, the same same programming as the next concert, which...
Oh, the next concert on March 15th, Sunday, in Newport at the Channing Church. So that's the same music and the same performers. So that's something you want to take in. And is there a phone number people can call, Paul? Can they call you directly and bother you at, you know, at your daytime thing, or a website?
There is a website.
All right, let's go to the website.
www.musicadolce, all together, no punctuation, .org.
O-R-G. All right, musicadolce.org. And you can get information on these concerts if you missed what we said. And we're going to go out with two more pieces of music that Paul has from the CDs that he's been playing from that recording made in October of 2013. And Paul, before we go to those, I just want to thank you for coming in today.
It's my pleasure.
Great to have you and finding out about a little catch up on Musica Dolce. And I hope the concerts go well.
Thank you.
We'll have to do this again. Tell us about the next two pieces we're going out with.
Okay. These are two more transcriptions of Debussy. These are for normal, if you want to call it that, piano trio, violin, cello, and piano. And the two pieces are selected from various piano pieces. This is Sarabande, and excuse my French, Jardin sous la pluie, which means gardens in the rain.
Oh, see, that's why I'm having you say it instead of me. All right, well, we'll listen to those, and then for the rest of you, we'll see you next week on Conducting Conversations. Conducting Conversations was brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments, using music and the arts to keep your child educated, entertained, and having fun. Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459.